Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 141 with Amanda Peard. First broadcast on the Nation Station Radio GH on Sunday 5th of November 2023. Hello, and here we are on Bonfire Night, with dances entirely chosen for their titles, which isn't always such a good idea. But they do all have some information available on SCDDB, and I've chosen some varied tracks, so hopefully something for everyone. We will begin with the Fireside Reel, which is an 18th century dance, first published in 1740. The first 8 bars are an interesting jockeying for position, for second lady's place. As the instructions say, first man casts and turns second lady right hand to end in second place opposite side, but no mention of where second lady is. Then first lady casts, around who, to turn second man left hand to finish in his place. Keith Rose's diagram shows how this can work in practice. If second lady delays her return to the sidelines until first lady is casting, and they in effect pass each other right shoulder as first lady comes into the middle and second lady dances to her place at the top. Most of the dance is ones and twos only, with the threes only joining in for reels of three on the sides in the last 8 bars. This recording is from the Scottish Weekend Ensemble from 1999. Thank you. Those tunes for the fireside reel were The Peat Fire Flame by Marjorie Kennedy Fraser and three traditional tunes, Campbell's Farewell to Redcastle, Terribus and Greenwood Side. Now, if you are going to be beside the fireside, Sparks Fly, which is an 8x32 bar jig by Sue Pettit. Ones and twos set and link, while threes set and cross right hand. Then twos set and cross right hand, while ones and threes set and link. Ones now cross, cast up, dance up through the top, and cast to second place. All are on opposite sides, three couple rights and lefts for 12 bars, then all set and cross right hand. A lot of crisscrossing going on there, which made me think of this recording by Marian Anderson for a Robert Senior dance called Crisscross. Crisscross was devised for Chrissy Osborne, whose favourite tune was Jim Anderson's Delight, so this recording includes that as the third tune. We began with Jean Ireland by Sir Jimmy Shand, then Rock Valley Jig by John Burt. Jim Anderson's Delight is by Ronnie Cooper, and Brogan's Cove Jig is by Mark Brogan. Today I'm going to cheat a bit with the 8-time Strathspey. This dance, Spark of Water, is a two-couple dance, and the recording is 6 times through. And later we will have another nominally 8 times through Strathspey, but to a 4x32 bar recording. Spark of Water is by Maggie and Duncan Kepi, and became the name for the book and CD for Nova Scotia Branch's 35th anniversary. Being for only two couples, the dance is simple enough. Ones and twos circle to the left, then turn partner two hands to the centre line. Reel of four. Then Petronella, set, and turn right hand into Allemande hold. Two-couple Allemande. The CD was made by Keith Smith and Muriel Johnston. Barkerwater got its name from Song for the Myra and the line, "The stars on the river, they sparkle and spin." These tunes, all by Muriel Johnston, were Myra River, Eric's Return to Tyne, The Iceberg, and Anne Carter's Fancy. Now we move from sparks to fireworks, and two dances not to be confused with each other if you are setting a programme. The fireworks reel, 8x32, is by Anselm Lingnau and published in Book 48. The central movement is two bars only of Hello Goodbye setting. Then turn partner left hand to face the corner again before dancing half a reel of four. To get everyone home again, there are half reels of three on the sides and then half reels across. Before the RSCDS adopted the dance, Anselm recommended the track For the Magic of Merrill by Reel of Seven, and he considers this superior to the official recording now played by Susan McFadyen and her band. As I am already including quite a few American recordings today, we will stick with the RSCDS recording for this.
Thank you.
four traditional tunes from Susan McFadyen's band for the fireworks reel. Return from India, Deal Stick the Minister, Bonnie Isle of Walsay, and Sleep Soon in the Morning. And now, just one word, fireworks. If you have confidently mastered 40 and counting from last week, then you could move up a gear and try this dance by Catherine Parris from the Inverness Diamond Jubilee Collection. Another dance with the action on the diagonals, but all three couples involved and doing different things. You get into half-diagonal tandem reels of three, but the two bars before and those afterwards are critical. 9 to 16, you think you might have cracked it, but 7 to 24, nah. It only takes one person to be slightly unsure and it falls apart. However, the music from Colin Dury's great, and here and now, that's all we need to think about. Harris wrote the name tune for Fireworks, and then Colin played Stony Path Tower by Jim Johnston, The General Gathering 1745, and The MacLeods of Mishnish by Ian Holmes. The Fireside Lounge, a five-couple Strathbay, was devised by Tim Harrison of California from an idea of Karen Baisden of Seattle in the Fireside Lounge of St. Jerome's University in Waterloo, Canada, where the after-parties were held at TAC Summer School 2000. The recording is from the TAC 50th Anniversary Collection by Bobby Brown and the Scottish Accent.
Thank you.
Callum's Road by Donald Shaw began and ended that recording with Baby Schottische and Gertie Gibb, both by James Scott Skinner, and Stuart Tartan sandwiched between them. Now the nice simple Firecracker Reel by Bob McMurtry, an 8x32 bar dance for which we will use the recording for Feisty Women by the Music Mackers. In the dance, ones turn the twos, 1.5 on the sides, and then turn the threes, 1.5. Ones dance to the top, cast off, and all three couples do-si-do. Right-hand teapots, left-hand teapots, and ones dance half figure of eight, down round the threes, and then up round the twos. Track for Feisty Women begins with Woman of the House, then The Reel by Rolf Loveland, Polly Put the Kettle On, No Corn on Tygart by Ed Haley, and Patsy MacDonald's Reel by James Banks. Another dance on our fireside theme, The Fireside Strath Bay by Derek Haynes. This dance begins with a tournée, so not on the simple list. Then, after a right-hand teapot and corners chasing halfway, whilst the ones turn left-hand, there are two half-diagonal reels of four, and the dance finishes with a circle. As I said earlier, we are going to dance this 8x Strath Bay to a 4x-through recording, and this is If at First Strath Bay, played by Ian Muir and his band on Valin Suite 3 CD. Thank you. Ian T. Muir and his band played The Laird o' Thrums by James Scott Skinner, which was Derek Haynes' requested tune for the Fireside Strathspey. Then Marchioness of Huntly by William Marshall, Provost Skene's House by Nan Main, and Captain Jimmy Bain by Sandy Nixon. Moving swiftly on, we will now have two four-couple dances. Catherine Wheels, A Reel by Someone Black, for which I have chosen the recording The Potter's Wheel, played by Neil Barron and his band. And then this fun offering by Stephen Webb, which encapsulates the day, A Jig for Umbrellas and Gumboots. And we'll be dancing that to Lightning at Dawn by Sandy Nixon. Neil Baron and his band played Jane's Whirly Reel by Chris Dewhurst, The 60-Fathom Reel by A. Cooper, and his own tune, Lug in the Box, on that track from the third Sheaf Sheffield Diamond collection. And then we heard Sandy Nixon's band from the Burke Hampstead Diamond collection, appropriately as the dance was devised by Burke Hampstead member Stephen Webb for one of their Cayleys in the 1980s. The tunes were Mischief Right Through by Ian Robertson and three traditional tunes, The Rollicking Irishman, Galloping O'Hagan and The Rakes of Kildare. We will finish as we began, if you remember, with The Peat Fire Flame, one of John Drury's earliest dances devised in 1964. We therefore need an early recording, and who better than the Andrew Rankin Scottish Dance Band? This LP was recorded in 1971.
Thank you.
Peatfire Flame is by Marjorie Kennedy Fraser, and the other tunes were Alistair of the Dun, Pulling Bracken, and Health and Joy Be With You. And we aren't finished with our dancing, even if you want to sit a while in front of that fire, as we play out with Dance in the Dark from Landing Party, a concert by Rob Alderton, Ian Robertson and friends, which is a great CD just for listening to. My thanks as usual go to Ewan and Andy at Radio GH and to all of you for tuning in. Join me again next week. Bye!